Today, as we celebrate this feast in honor of all of the souls, it is a reminder that this is for the people who are in purgatory. Purgatory is an infallible teaching of the church. These days, people think that you can take it or leave it. You don't want to leave it. None of us wants to be there, but I can guarantee you, you don't want to leave it. And let me explain to you why real quickly. Scripture says that nothing that is imperfect can enter into heaven. And so let me ask you very simply, if you were to die right now, are you perfect? In a spiritual sense, that is. Are all sins and all imperfections gone from your life? No, I didn't think so. What that would mean is that without purgatory, you would be consigned to hell for the rest of eternity, because you wouldn't be able to get into heaven. Not a good thing. And so purgatory is not a place of punishment, not at all. It is a total place of mercy. It is the mercy of God being given to these souls who die in the state of grace but are not yet perfect, which is the vast, vast, vast majority of humanity who die in the state of grace. There are a few saints who were perfect at the time that they died. Most of us aren't going to be. And so it is completely mercy on God's part that he's given to us a place where we can be purified and we can be perfected. Remember, every single person who is in purgatory will go to heaven. They cannot go backwards. You can't sin in purgatory. It is simply a matter of how much time it's going to be before they get in. And how much time depends on how much there is that they need to make up for. If there are still temporal punishments due to the sin, if there are imperfections within their own person and so on, all of that has to be purified out so that their heart is made perfect. By perfect, what it means is that there is nothing selfish that is left. So in case you were thinking, well, maybe I have achieved perfection, then just ask yourself, is there anything in my life that I do that's selfish? The answer to that is yes, then you're not perfect yet. And so purgatory, even as the word itself suggests, it's the root of our English word purge. It's to purge us of everything that is not of God. And we have to understand that no one is going to be able to look upon the face of God if there's any selfishness there. Again, it's not because he's punishing us. It's the simple point of nature. We're not going to be able, just as you can go outside, well, not today you can't, but on a nice sunny day, you can go outside and you can look up at the sun and you can't look at it. You're going to go blind. God is infinitely brighter than the sun. And while we're not going to be looking at him with our physical eyes, spiritually speaking, we cannot be looking directly at him. We cannot be entering into a relationship of pure charity if we don't have pure charity. So that's what purgatory is about. It's getting rid of everything that is selfish, everything that is not pure charity, so that that perfection, that purity of our soul is going to be there so that we can enter into that union with God. That's what this is all about. So all the souls who are in purgatory are members of the communion of saints. They are all holy souls. They will all get to heaven. Now understand, in purgatory, those souls want nothing more than to get to heaven as soon as they possibly can, which means that they are doing 100% of everything that they can possibly do to get there. So there is nothing more that they can do to be able to get there more quickly. That's where you and I come in. We can pray for the souls in purgatory. And since they're already doing 100% of what they're capable of doing, if we do something for them, that moves them ahead in a way that they wouldn't have been able to. So they can pray for us, but far more importantly, we can pray for them. And we can offer up our struggles and our sufferings and difficulties and so on for the souls in purgatory. Perhaps there is a particular individual that you want to pray for, and sometimes that makes it easier, because you're just praying for some generic souls in purgatory. Some people, that's a difficulty. Other people, that's what spurs them on. But maybe there is a particular individual that you want to pray for. And you can do that. And if that person's already in heaven, God will give your prayers to somebody else. They're not going to go to waste. The person didn't go to heaven and they're not in purgatory. That leaves only one alternative. They won't be helped by your prayers either, so God will give those prayers to somebody else if the person's gone the wrong direction. But assuming the person has gone the right direction, if they're in purgatory, your prayers are going to help them. And we can't assume that because somebody died a year ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago, well, they must be in heaven by now. We don't know that. We have no idea how long it might be before they're going to be perfected. Remember when Our Lady appeared at Fatima and they asked about the young woman who died from the village, and she said, she's in purgatory, but she will be there until the end of the world. So it's not always so quick. Remember when the story of Therese Newman, she was the stigmatist who died back in the late 70s, and somebody appeared to her and dressed in a rather strange way and said that he was a soul from purgatory that the Lord had allowed to come and ask her for prayers so that he could get into heaven. And she asked about him, and he said, well, if I recall correctly, he died in the 4th century, and that there was a sin against the 6th commandment for which he was not sufficiently repentant. Like, okay, so if that's the case, how many sins do we have? How many things have we not completely repented of? How much are there, how many sins are we still hanging on to? What do we try to justify? What are we not letting go of? So all that has to be purified. We don't know how much time it's going to take. I say all that to simply say, don't assume that just because Grandma died 10 years ago, she's already in heaven. She might not be. Don't stop praying, is all I'm saying. And like I said, if she is in heaven already, no problem. God will give your prayers to somebody else. There are lots and lots of people in purgatory who need a lot of prayers, and nobody is praying for them because we've totally forgotten about the poor souls these days. It's not politically correct for some reason. So let's do our part. Pure charity on our part to pray for them. And this would be totally selfish to turn it this way, so don't look at it selfishly, but look at it as total charity. They will not forget. If you have prayed for them, they will be praying for you. And when they are in heaven, they will be interceding for you. Whether you're still here or whether you're in purgatory, they will be praying for you, because they will not forget that you helped them to get to heaven quicker. So it's all about charity. We can do our part to help them, and then they do their part to help us. And so we all help one another to grow in holiness and ultimately to get to heaven.